Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
I really miss this. Will he or won't he? Oh my God.
You wouldn't like Tausch when he's angry.
Edition. Well, now I feel like I should have grabbed my Grinch costume and worn that on the show. Maybe I'll do that after the first commercial break. I'll jump into that. Festive Tausch edition.
It's hot under here. So
yeah, I don't see you.
It's a one segment and done, but it's hot.
So given how long our first segments usually last, do you think you could get all the way to like 9:19?
No, actually, it's a great little motivator to keep on the clock. So you don't know when I'm going to jump in and just hit the pellery. Could happen right now.
The Hulkster. Live from his undisclosed location edition of Wilde and Tausch.
Kind of insulted this morning. I did my morning news hit at 7:50 on WTMJ like I do with Vinny and Eric and Pancake. And I go on their video stream. Pancake asks me if I'm wearing a mask. Who thought this was my face? Isn't that weird?
Like, he thought you had painted your face green? By the way,
I didn't ask a ton of questions.
For those of you listening on the radio, Tausch is wearing an Incredible Hulk mask, for those of you that can't see the video.
Arr! What did he always do? Arr!
No, that's Pirate. You've found Pirate now.
Thank you, Lou Ferrigno. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, which you should be watching right now so you can see Tausch as Bill Bixby or Lou Ferrigno. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. Happy Halloween. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And Tausch is in the mood for Halloween at his undisclosed location. You think you can make it another 15 minutes? Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, I could do it. It's hot. Jesse, what are you dressed up as?
I was already called a pumpkin. I went with the orange and black theme today, so that's what I got going on here.
No? Successful
skinny pumpkin.
A successful Madison weight loss client is what you're dressed as today.
Yeah, so like what's less round than a pumpkin, but I guess, you know.
A gourd.
Yeah, I'm a gourd.
You're kind of a gourd.
I'm a gourd today. Yeah.
Trick or treat. Gordo. Nice work. So, Tausch,
I don't know about you guys. I heard a lot of compliments about our trivia yesterday. And usually, whatever. You know, some people text if it's like a topic that they really like. But I don't know how often you hear from people about trivia. I don't usually. Yesterday, I did. And so, Up North Joe, you just signed up, baby. Up North Joe now has a job, and I don't know if he knows that, but Up North Joe,
way
what's
to go.
Fair to have him do one a month? I don't think doing one a week is, unless he wants to.
He already signed up to do geography again next week. He said geography is, he does not want to sign up for anything beyond geography trivia.
This is jam.
We don't want him for anything else. That's his specialty.
He's like the punter. So, we bring him in for a very specific situation, but he'll do it as often as called upon.
Yeah, I think we could. I really enjoyed that yesterday. Thought that was fantastic. Up North Joe.
I'm sorry, how many, you just said I really enjoyed that yesterday, meaning you. How many rave reviews did you get from other people other than yourself?
I want to say I probably got 4 or 5 different text messages from different people, which, you know,
that's
the market research I could give you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very fair. The Driftless Region.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
So you've chosen to show up for the program now, just as you did for Wisconsin's Morning News, with your Incredible Hulk mask. Does this mean that you are very festive today and you're into Halloween, or are you just going for the low-hanging fruit of wearing a mask on the show?
Low-hanging fruit here, but no, I like Halloween. I think it's fun. You have... you get dressed up. Obviously, I can't wear the costume that I'll be wearing tonight just because I can't talk through it. I think there's something with Monstars. I don't even really know. Eleanor picks what happens, and she just tells me as we get there what it's going to be. She's dressed up, I think, as a minion or I don't even know. But I know the mask or the
great
thing
story
that I was wearing. I
now don't know what you're doing or what Eleanor's doing or really anything.
Dazzling details.
I'd love to give you a dazzling detail right now.
Here's the problem with the mask. I can't tell if he's got that scowl on his face, like you guys are jerks. Scowl or not, because his facial expression doesn't change.
That's
the Hulk.
Beauty.
Staying, yeah, okay, well, good luck with that. All right, so you have a party tonight. That was what I was trying to get to, is what are your Halloween plans?
Yeah, the kids just go out trick-or-treat, hang out. That's the gist of what happens, and you get together. I'm sure it's what you guys, well, I don't know what you guys do, but that neighborhood, you go out, adults get together, kids roll around, go get candy.
Roll
get
around.
Spooked and the whole deal, and you just go home. That's the deal, yeah, I think that's... During the weekday, that's typically what I know. That's what we've done in the past, and I think that's what we're doing tonight.
So I am going as Doc McKenzie, and Sydney is also going to be a doctor, and we're going to push Patty in a wheelchair because she's the patient. That's not going to work. You need a straw there, Hulkster.
It's not going to work. No coffee. I like my coffee in that first segment. You're going. Maddie is going as Maddie.
No, she's going to go as a injured patient because she can't walk. She's on either crutches or in a wheelchair, so we have to make alterations for that. So
that's
a Care
fun.
Bear in a wheelchair doesn't make a lot
that's
of
fun.
Sense, whereas, yeah, so we'll be pushing her
I
around
I think you two should have gone as horses pulling the chariot.
That would have been good.
Well, yep. Jesse, where was this information a week ago when we were trying to plan?
Well, I didn't know you were looking for ideas. If you had been open to the ideas, I think we could have come up with some for
it. That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea,
where
actually.
Do you think adult holidays, where does Halloween rank in the adult holiday sphere?
So are we talking adults like us or adults like... Jesse, Riley, Yauk, younger folks that are still, you know, they don't have kids. They're still in the throes of the excitement of being a grown-up but still having fun and doing fun stuff. Because, to me, Halloween...
Adults can have fun stuff, too.
Well, yeah, but if you're parents, your fun stuff is usually kid-related more often than not. Fair?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Because, like... When you're young and you're newlyweds or you're dating or whatever it is, like, it's a fun holiday. Like, there's Paula and I, one of my favorite pictures of us is her as the devil and me as Jesus. And it was fun to go out on the town in your costume and whatever else. There are...
time she was an M&M sitting on your lap looked like that was the most fun she's had in a while, if I'm being honest. Put that up. There you go. Look at that. Look at how happy she is. You think she's been happier ever since then? Is that the happiest?
Yeah, I make her very happy, actually. So I know that comes
as
a surprise.
Why is she an Eminem?
I have no idea.
I thought Jason is Elmo. Okay, there you go.
I often get Candy and Sesame Street characters mixed up.
C is for a cookie. I think it's a really fun holiday when you have kids, and it's a really fun holiday before you have kids. I don't know, like, for now, you just said, I thought maybe you were going to a Halloween party of some sort after you got done with trick-or-treating, but the fact of the matter is you're really just accompanying your kids and then hanging out with other adults who also have kids trick-or-treating. Am I understanding your plans tonight correctly?
Party? There's food and drink, and you're out of someone's house?
So you said, when I asked you what your plans were, you said the kids were going out trick-or-treating. You did not say you were going to a party. So now you are going to a party.
I don't know if we constitute it as a party or not. But, yeah, it's a get-together.
You just said if you have drinks and food, it's a party.
Let's move on. I don't know where you're going with this. I don't know. Yes, we're going. It's going to be fun. We'll have fun. I literally was just asking, is Halloween the best? You're either all in on Halloween or you're not. That's kind of what I'm thinking. You're either all in or you're not. I don't think you can kind of middle. You're either going to get dressed up or you're not. I guess you could do like those fake costumes that you fake like you're dressing up and just show up. But I feel like you're either a Halloween person or you're not. And I feel like you're a Halloween person. That's why I'm surprised you didn't dress up today.
I didn't think to dress up. I will rectify that for the second segment after you tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Thank you. Get the look you want. It is hot. For your home with customizable, could use a window right now. Doors and windows and doors from Pella. The durability of materials gets tested tens of thousands of times to ensure that they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors, innovative features like shades between the glass, and right now celebrate Gina's 60th birthday with a big party. Zero for 60. Zero down, zero interest, 60 months. Certain restrictions do apply. Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
The Halloween edition of Wildy and Tausch. Tausch will return as Tausch. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Slow down on Monday.
A mean one, Mr. Grinch. I don't have a good camera angle for this, though. Talk about being
hot. You look like a kind of a washed up biker, like a skateboarder that can't really skate anymore.
I was gonna say,
kind of
Eminem.
The vibe I'm getting.
I thought he looked like Eminem.
Oh, I think Eminem would fit that mold.
Eminem. The rapper
not
or Eminem?
Candy.
Right, the rapper. Not what Paula was
saying.
Right, yeah. Not
really good.
Yeah.
Somewhere around here, I have the little dog. I can't find him right now. The little dog that he puts the antlers on.
I feel like Grinch, you have to have the green face, right? To be Grinch.
I have the mask, but as you found out the hard way.
It's too hot.
And a little grouchily, I might add. Like, you said you weren't you're going to a party. Well, it's not really a party, but parties have food and drink.
It was semantical.
And this has a party, so what? Anyway, you were not in your best mood while you were the Hulk. So I did not want to grab the mask that goes with it, and then I'm grouchy.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
a
we
hot,
have a whole
deal.
Grumple Stillskin.
I have
you don't want all this grouchiness.
I have a theory that Tausch is one of several going as the Avengers, but he doesn't understand what the whole team encompassing deal is.
You said the monster.
No,
like Space Jam,
but he's got a Hulk mask.
Well, we have masks. Like that's last year, if you remember, I was Chewbacca. I Chewbacca'd it because you have to have it where the mouth can move so I can fit this little deal so that I can still talk. There's limited options if you're trying to do a radio show, mask-wise. That's all.
Yeah, very fair. Yeah, I did do a show once, or at least a segment with that unicorn head on, and everyone thought it was creepy.
So bring that back today.
Was it spooky? How have we not done spooky or fluky?
I'm sure that's scheduled for today.
It is in the title of the show on the YouTube stream.
I literally looked. I don't know where you want to go here, but my question that I sent you guys earlier this week.
Pee on the toilet seat is where I would like to go.
Oh, you get the poops?
No, pee.
Oh my God!
You sent us a text. Oh, it's gonna, Jesse. It's gonna be one of those days.
Nelly! Trick or treat!
You sent a text that you wanted us to remind you that you had encountered pee on a toilet seat. So I thought that's where you were headed.
Saturday night, it was like halftime of the Badger game. You texted us, pee on the toilet seat for later in the week.
So that's interesting. So they redid the bathrooms up at Camp Randall. It used to be two urinals up at the press. And now it's just two bathrooms, locked doors. I think it's always for the better. Because before, it would be you'd have the one stall and two urinals. And there'd be people in there just gripping, and you'd be like, ugh. You know who's in there because there's only a certain – it's a weird deal. So I like that there's privacy. Okay. Anyways, I go in, and both doors – it just hits halftime. I think we're ahead. Everybody's in a pretty good spirit. It's a pretty
busy
good half
time.
Of football. And I got to go pee. So I go, and I have to stand and wait, and somebody is in there. I don't know who. They come out. I don't know who this person was. I don't know if it was somebody from Penn State or if it was a Big Ten affiliate. I don't know who the person was.
Okay.
And I go in, and there is pee all over the seat. I'm just going to pee.
Oh, so you're not sitting. This is not directly going to affect your ability.
So do I need to go and wipe up old boy's pee on the seat? Because guess who's right behind me?
Matt LePay.
Not Matt LePay. Todd Blackledge.
Barry Alvarez.
Oh, Todd.
So Blackledge is going to be coming in. He's thinking I peed all over the seat. So it was a real conundrum. I didn't do anything. I peed, washed my hands, and went back out. So Blackledge is probably thinking now, this heavy set fella, Lord knows what he's doing in there. And now I got to deal with a urinated seat.
And you know Blackledge is going back to Noah Eagle, and he's telling him about the encounter and how gross it was. So now the lead broadcasters of NBC Saturday Night Football, who you're going to run into again this week, are going to think you're the nasty pee guy.
Unfortunately, we were really hoping for an 11 o'clock tip. That didn't happen. But nighttime at Kinnick will be fine. What do you do?
I'm so disappointed in you right now.
Because there was an answer I should have done?
Yes, there was an obvious answer here that I can't believe you overlooked. Because you are way savvier than me. You use your foot, lift up the toilet seat, so it's up. You pee, right? Because that means that Todd Blackledge comes in and thinks, hey, the heavy set fella peed like a normal person, not risking peeing on the seat. Then if he comes in, if he just has to pee, you're in the clear. The seat's up. If he has to go Deuce McAllister, he has to lower the seat. He sees there's wetness on there, but he knows it's not from you because the last guy that I was waiting behind lifted the seat. So you could have avoided any concern about your inaccurate and inconsiderate peeing technique with Todd Blackledge had you just lifted the seat.
The tricky part of that, there was a lot of urine residue on the bowl as well, not just the seat. Someone spritzed all over the place. So I agree with your assessment, but I left thinking Blackledge is definitely thinking I peed all over the deal. That's what happened. And I was not in the business of grabbing a bunch of paper towels and wiping everything down for somebody else's urine misplacements. So
misfire.
It was a real conundrum, and that's why I text you guys that.
Well, I think I gave you the perfect solution. You did not utilize it. That's fine. But now, here's the question. I would love for you, A, to get Todd Blackledge on the show, because I know you like to book guests. B, I would like you to introduce yourself to Todd and say, hey, just so you know, it was the guy before me that peed on the seat last week at Camp Randall. I really don't want you thinking I'm a seat peer, and see how he responds.
Well, and then the other question, what happens if, you know, you do have to do this and you get Plug City USA and there's no plunger? What do you
do
then?
A lot of USAs today. Yeah,
what do you
do? I don't know. I don't know what you're, where you're at in terms of your digestion, but yeah, that's the risk. Usually those toilets are of a industrial strength, like
certain
that you
power.
Wouldn't.
Shouldn't
yes,
have any
that you wouldn't
there.
Want to drop yeah. anything in there because it'd be okay. gone. So I think you'd have been okay. But I wish Eleanor was listening today because this is the kind of bathroom conversation she used to
She'd
enjoy
love
on the program.
Yeah. It was always.
Did you
favorite,
think to so. Call the guy out as you walked into the stall and yell, whoa?
No, I didn't. It was you had to wait a little bit, so then it's always obviously a little goofy when there's a line, and then people know what's up. I mean, people know what's up, so if somebody drops, and unfortunately for me, like if there's a certain smell or something else, everybody just assumes it's the heavyset fella that let it rip. If you're on an airplane, everybody will stare at it. It's just it's part of the process. You have to deal yeah. with it, and yeah. in the same respect, it goes that way if somebody drops a big old doosler, and then you come out two people later, they're going to think you dropped a big old doosler. So
yeah,
I don't think there's a really good, clean way to kind of get that thing moving.
By the way, are you not now guilty of what surely Todd Blackledge was? Like, are you assuming that the person directly in front of you was the peer on the seat? When it might not have been him either, maybe he faced the same conundrum you did.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible.
You seem skeptical of that notion.
No, I mean, it is possible that that happened. It just, that's the problem when people don't take care of their business. You end up getting a chain of effects that could completely change the course of time. Like, who knows? Maybe Todd Blackledge is like, boy, I really love that heavy set fella on the Badger broadcast. I'd like him to do Sunday Night Football with Mike Tirico. And then he's like, well, boy's a urinator on the seats. So you don't know what chain of effects that could have stopped. Because now Todd Blackledge looks at this and thinks that I'm a toilet seat peer. That's how it could go. Yeah, I'm not so saying that's how it does go, but it could.
So if you thought that was a possibility, then couldn't you have solved that by wiping up that other person's urine to save your potential
Maybe.
Big break in your career?
How am I supposed to know? I didn't know it was going to be Blackledge next up. Like, I didn't know that for sure. Certain. There's another bathroom. Somebody was just going quick. He would have been in that one. That's the thing. You just don't know, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll never know. But all I want to do is publicly thank the seat peer because we need you on this show. Because Wilde and Nelson or whatever we would do instead would not be nearly as popular. So we do not want you to get the Sunday Night Football gig. I don't want you to think that we're not supporting your career.
It'd be a fun gig.
But it would be really nice better for us if you stuck around. All right. Maybe at some point with the biggest game of the season to date coming up on the Packers schedule, we should probably talk about that matchup. And the status of the quarterback who has a groin injury, and he did not. I was told that he was expected to practice on a limited basis yesterday. That was not, in fact, true. He did not practice at all. And we will see if he practices at all today. We will go through that, and we will discuss that coming up. Again, if you have some seat-peeing advice, or maybe more accurately, cleanup advice. You can certainly text that to Jesse, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Wilde and Tausch talk and text line. Tausch, one last thing on this. You mentioned that the game is, again, a night game in Iowa City. You would have liked an 11 o'clock start.
I want all 11 o'clock starts.
So you have established that during your NFL career that you always wanted noon starts. But as a college kid, whether you're at home or on the road, these back-to-back Saturday night tilts, do you get the sense that the kids these days get really excited about that still, as opposed to the curmudgeonly old veteran who played 11 years in the league and now wants to get home from Iowa City as early as possible after Saturday's game?
Yeah, but as I've learned from you, media starts with me. So that's first off. But from a player standpoint, you want the most raucous. Now, if I'm on the road, I don't want to play at night because it's going to be louder. People are going to be more lubed up. But if it's a home game like for the Badgers last week, yes, I want that atmosphere.
Yep.
I want to make it difficult for the other team. So it goes both ways. I think it's going to be an awesome atmosphere down in Iowa City. I think, you know, crowd noise will be a factor for sure, that the fans are right on top of you down there. I haven't been there since I played, but I remember how close the fans were. It will be an awesome atmosphere, and I think the players eat that stuff up. And some of my favorite wins as a player, and I'm sure everybody involved, you love winning big home games. That's great. But there's something about that bus ride or the plane ride back after you did something with just your group that is really special. So that is something that I think you can get excited about too.
All right, we're going to get to the Packers-Lions game for those of you like Seth in Columbus who are thinking, quote, what have I just tuned into? Yeah, it's a fair question. Definitely fair. The Hulk has departed. The Grinch has departed.
That criticism is very fair. No doubt. Very fair criticism.
Well, we will shift gears to Packers-Lions coming up. I want to remind you, I don't know if you're doing this, but I know I am because we've been talking about Steinhoffels and their partnership with the Packers and Special Spaces Wisconsin to create these dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. Every time the Packers make a field goal, that's $1,000 from Steinhoffels to Special Spaces. And for the season, despite Braden Narveson's inconsistency early on, 14 field goals. So we're already up to $14,000 from Steinhoffels to Special
Spaces.
Are game
winners double, or is that not?
I'll have to talk to Andrew Steinhoffel and Chad Dern and Danny and everybody else over there.
Game
winners
that's probably worth
it. That's not my department.
At least double.
Yeah, some would suggest triple or quadruple. If you see field goals on Sunday at Lambeau Field against the Lions, though, make sure you think of Steinhoffels and Special Spaces. They are partnering along with the Packers, again, to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels donates $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934. They are 100% employee-owned, and they are a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Packers-Lions! Yes, we will talk about the game, and we'll do it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Hey, it's Jesse Nelson to tell you about Madison Weight Loss, the program that I experienced over 60 days in August through October. And let me tell you, it's been amazing seeing the transformation. Going back and looking at some old pictures just from a couple of months ago, a year ago, I'm down 40 pounds of unnecessary fat, all thanks to the expert guidance and coaching from the team at Madison Weight Loss. All you have to do to get in touch with them is go to madisonweightloss.com. That's where you can learn plenty about the program and how all you have to do is change up your diet and what you eat, and that allows you to burn unnecessary fat that's been built up in you for a long time, and you lose weight the natural way. No injections, nothing crazy. All you do is change up what you eat. Go to madisonweightloss.com, schedule a free consultation either in person or virtually with their expert team. That's madisonweightloss.com. Trust me, it's an amazing experience, and you can see the results very quickly, and as you go through the entire process, it just feels so good to lose weight the natural way. Check it out, MadisonWeightLoss.com. MadisonWeightLoss.com. Results may vary.
ESPN Madison is your new home for Wisconsin Badgers volleyball.
That's a statement win for Wisconsin.
Seth and Columbus and everyone else wondering, in the famous words of Vince Lombardi, what the hell's going on out here? Let's talk some Packers. Let's talk about Jordan Love and where he's at in terms of his recovery. Again, Tausch with unique experience. He did not play quarterback in the NFL, but he did tear a groin muscle off its bone and missed 4 games with that injury, we believe. Have to go back in the archives and look.
It was either 3 or 4, yeah.
Jordan Love did not practice yesterday. We will see what he does today. Malik Willis took all the number one reps yesterday, which is probably a good thing, because if Love's not ready to go, slightly different game plan. And you need Malik Willis to get work with that game plan. But I am concerned, as I have stated throughout the week already, about the risk with a relatively, compared to what it could have been, minor injury that is a soft tissue injury and exacerbating it by playing and then really doing something, and then you're missing 4 games after the bye, or 3 games after the bye, like Tausch with his injury. So I thought it was important to establish, because he did play through it, right? Happened on the opening series, doesn't depart until the third quarter, so he played through it. So I don't want people thinking he wasn't in pain. So I asked him about his pain level during the game against Jacksonville and as he came out of the game in the third quarter. Here's that conversation.
Jordan, how much pain were you in when you were trying to leave the field? It looked like you were trying to get to the sideline, and then could you not get there, or did they tell you to go down, or what?
My leg was just locking up, so I couldn't make it to the sideline right there, so I just went down.
So how does it feel now compared to that? How much progress do you think you've made?
Yeah, I've made progress. It's definitely feeling better. I think every day there will be some improvements to it, but definitely feels better than it did on Sunday.
Well, yeah, that's not particularly reassuring to me. I'm glad it feels better than it did on Sunday. But again, because I did get after John in the YouTube comments about this, it hurt so much he couldn't get all the way to the sideline. And the way that last play that he was involved in played out, right? He looked like he kind of moved suddenly in the pocket, which may have made it worse. And then, like, the coup de grace when Walker goes by and jostles him after the play is over. That's not great that he was in that much pain then. So I'm glad that he's getting treatment and it's getting better. But Tausch, does that tell you anything in terms of trying to figure out and discern whether or not he's going to be able to play with this on Sunday?
I think it makes it much more difficult to envision that he's going to be able to get back up and do it. I don't know the severity of the pull. You know, you get that, and then you get your scan back, and it'll be all white. That means there's a ton of inflammation. You can kind of see where it's at, and then you adjust, and you go all week. You're trying to get it as strong and let as much scar lay down as you can, and you hope you can move around enough if it is tore or if it's sprained in a big way, depending on how much that is. You can tape and limit some movement, and it will help. But you're going to react and do things the way you always do, because that's how football players go. And that's when you have to worry about overextending it, and then any of the little bit of scarring that has come, you rip that and then rip more. Then you're sitting there and that clock resets. That's the hard part about this. So the fact that he didn't do anything yesterday, okay, I get it. If he doesn't do anything today, if he's not down there and doing anything,
it's Rap City, USA.
You have to really think that there's going to be a limited, limited opportunity for him. Even if he goes out there on Friday and does a little bit of stuff, I would think at that point you start really thinking about it. And then obviously Saturday, if they elevate a quarterback, you'll know he's not playing. So that's the timeline this week. I know people don't want to be patient with it, but that's where you're at. And the fact that he's not overly exuberant about where he's at right now tends to make me feel the same way as where you're at, Jason.
All right. So then the other question, I mean, I asked him some other questions too, but the other question I asked him, you and I would agree, or maybe we wouldn't. You tell me if I'm wrong in assuming this. The easy thing to do, because you want to be a good teammate and you want to be the stand-up guy and you want to be tough, is to play. I'm playing. I'm playing. Don't care. Don't care if it hurts. Shoot me up, whatever. I'm playing. To me, the hard thing is to be able to say, you know what? We got a better chance with Malik, and I don't belong out there because I could really screw up our entire season if I play. That, to me, is the harder thing to say. Because no one that's worth their salt wants to admit that they shouldn't play. Nobody. Lord knows Favre was never going to admit that. I mean, the dude ran onto the field after being diagnosed with a concussion. He ran past the trainers and the coaches and threw a touchdown against the Giants. I believe you were on the field for that play. So I don't think Jordan wants to miss this game. He understands it's a big game. But what I asked him was, all right, you're tough. Do you have it in you to not play? Here's how that exchange went.
Jordan, I know you've got the toughness and the pride and the commitment to your team to play, and if you're hurt, do you have it in you to not play if it's not the right decision?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that happened with my knee injury, you know. Just trying to push it as much as I can throughout the week and, you know, get to the end of the week and, you know, listen to the trainers, be smart. But if it's not ready, if it's, you know, not time to go, definitely not trying to push it. Because, like we always say, it's a long season. So definitely want to be able to be available for the rest of the season.
Definitely want to be able to be available for the rest of the season.
You don't think he's playing?
I don't. I'll be happy if I'm wrong. I'll be happy if I'm wrong. I hope he plays and stays
this
healthy.
You're taking your J school hat off. This is just Jason Wilde's opinion, right?
You like as Adam Schefter might say, I'm not reporting this. This is just a guess. This is not a report. This is a guess. I'm guessing he's not playing. Which, by the way, from the indications that we've received thus far, is probably the right call for the long-term health of your quarterback and the rest of the season. You look at the schedule, okay? And I love the Malik Willis story. You know I love the Malik Willis story. I am Mr. Malik Willis. I mean, he's Mr. Malik Willis, but you know what I mean. But I look at the games that are left on the Packers schedule and on the Lions schedule, and there are some tough games for both of those teams. Games that the Lions could lose no matter who they have out there. You know, they have to play at San Francisco. The Packers have San Francisco at home. Also on the Lions' schedule are the Buffalo Bills, the Houston Texans, both of their Bears games, one more of their Vikings games. They play at Indianapolis, which looks like a tougher game now that they're actually going to play a veteran quarterback who will stay in the game the entire time. So what I'm saying is they could stumble a few games. And even if the Packers lose this one, they still have another shot at them in Detroit the Thursday after Thanksgiving. And there's still a bunch of other games that I don't know how many of them they would win with Malik Willis if Malik Willis had to start four consecutive games because Jordan Love tore the groin off the bone by playing in this game. Yes. But you also know that I am Mike McCarthy, high side of caution guy. That's my inclination. So I'm not risking him this week, but I'm not making that decision.
I think the pressure is on the Detroit Lions here, in my opinion. I think all of the pressure is on Detroit. And if it's Malik Willis, it's even more so on Detroit. So this isn't going to make or break your season. It is a big game. There is no doubt. But I said last week, and I'll continue to say it, if he is not over 80% and can't go out and play the way he needs to play, the fact that the bye is next, the fact you get 20 days to let this thing heal and give you an opportunity to finish this season off healthy is much more important to me as an outside observer. I get where Jordan's coming from. I know he wants to play. I know he's going to push. But that's why you have adults in the room that are going to help you make a good, solid decision. Mm-hmm. And I do think the right, good, solid decision, if he is under 80%, and that's the variable I don't have an answer to. Did you ask him where he's at percentage-wise?
I didn't. I was admonished on this very program.
Yeah, by me. Yeah, but you could get it from him.
Oh, sure.
No, I admonished you.
So let me ask you this there, Mr. Percentage, before you tell us about Prize Picks. You didn't like that question. You wanted me to ask Jordan that question. But the question I have for you, Johnny PCT, that's an abbreviation for percentage, is this. Did you know what percentage you were? Like, I get it. You were messing. Yeah, Wildy. Let's mess with him. I'm 72.8%. But are players actually able to know? I feel like I'm about 85%, or I feel like I'm 60%.
Players can give you a range to let you know. Nobody is ever going to say, I'm at 28%. Nobody's going to say that. You're always going to be 50-plus.
Agreed.
And if you're down in the 50s, that means you're really in the 20s. So subtract 20% typically from these guys unless they're back practicing, and then you say, well, I'm close to 100%. That's if they say you're close to 100%, they're probably going to play. If they're telling you 75%, that means that's a coin toss. I don't know. I don't feel great. My guess is that's where Jordan's at. And can he get better? He'll feel better as he's not doing stuff, and he's just letting that that bed of scar lay down,
scar tissue,
and hopefully it gets rolling, and then you feel a little bit stronger, and you know you hopefully can go out there and play. That would be ideal. But just listening to him and kind of figuring it out, I think he's going to push hard, and I think it's going to be out of his hands come Sunday. And then I'll be fired up to watch how this will look with Malik Willis, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say, meh. But if Jordan can't go, I might actually say I might be more excited to watch how and what Matt LaFleur does with this offense to try and keep up with what Detroit's doing.
I would agree.
Aren't you not accounting for 20% in your player availability math? Because if you say you subtract 20% based on what they say, unless they say they're close to 100%, so if they say they're 90%, you're really at 70%. But at what point
But they wouldn't say 90. They would say, I'm close to 100. I don't think you ever say 90. You're going to say, oh, about 80%, and then it's really about 60%.
So when you said earlier this week you need Jordan Love at 80%, how are you supposed to know when he's at 80%?
Yeah, but
because
he's
there is no way to
Yeah, Jesse, I actually need him to be 80%, which in his mind is he's close to 100%. And that's where the 20% comes off. I don't understand what you don't understand about that. Simple math. Prize Picks, the best place to get real money into your sports action.
Math.
With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Prize Picks, the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance. So your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Your player leaves in the first half. I think that happened last week. As a matter of fact, Prize Picks will keep your lineup live. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals. They're fast, they're safe, they're secure. When your picks hit, you get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. Now, win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as four correct picks. Download the app today. Use that code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code WI, $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run
your
game.
I thought I was doing the run and the game. You changed it yesterday. What?
Okay,
I never know what I'm doing here.
I don't
here.
Know where we're at. It's hot. I understand. Yeah, I'll take that one. That's me.
Were you at about 80% on your read there?
Which is more like 60?
Fair.
All right, I want to talk a little bit more about Malik Willis. He's making my life difficult. Which I'm sure you would enjoy. I'll explain next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
At the top of the hour here is our friend TJ Lang. Former Packer, former Lion, member of the Lions radio network team. So you just pretend that Packers career didn't happen? He's a Michigan guy. Kind of a tough spot for him, don't you think?
There's some very sensitive vibes when it comes to that. And so, you guys continue to put me in bad spots, asking me constantly for my former teammates to join the show all the time and to do these things. So what do I get a text back last night after you guys text me, hey, can you get TJ on the show? What do you think he texts me? What do you think?
No.
Of course, old T. Great to hear from you.
No. Dang, you're needy, bro. Dang, you're needy, bro.
Oh, snap.
And that's the thing I try to avoid because I understand. One a year is typically where I like kind of
going.
Did you assign him
headlines also? Is that like why he thinks you're so needy?
And I start getting 2 to 3, and then it's like, what the? You're doing the players only. So he made me. He's coming on, though, supposedly. We'll see. But that's – I just want to give you a little glimpse into me as a guest booker. It's always – it's kind of – can be a little bit of a pain in the you-know-tookus.
Thank you for your service.
A pain in the you-know-tookus.
Wow. And in fairness, I wouldn't do it for a lot. TJ is really good on the radio.
No doubt.
Like, he is on the players only. I mean, he could have went 6 hours. Like, he just has – he's got the chops.
Right. And instead, you only kept him for a half, and now he's got plenty left in the tank to join us now, which he's going to do next.
Well, there you go.
And maybe you could send him a handle of Tito's Vodka as a thank you, because I know you've got the hookup from them, and he would get to say,
yeah,
oh,
Tito's
pour
Handmade
me in,
Vodka.
Touch.
Okay, Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy, salt the rim of a Tito Rita, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever. You're calling the game, you change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey, as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
TJ Lang, scheduled to appear because Tausch
swallowed.
He's got to be
rooting for Detroit, right?
Needy Tausch asked him to come on the show, and he obliged. You're needy, bro.
Maybe.
We'll find out all together in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.